Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
And today we're talking about a video game called This War of Mine.
This War of Mine.
Okay. So, Sam, I want to ask you, what's your favorite game to play?
Okay, I like RPG role-playing
games. Okay, any particular one?
Yeah, like Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Uncharted.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. I don't really play computer games.
Okay.
But I do like to play card games. I have a favorite game called Skip-Bo.
Skip-Bo?
Mm-hmm.
What is this game about?
It's a numbers game. It's a card game you play with friends. It's made by the same people who make Uno.
Okay.
So
that one I know.
Yeah, it's fun. And I like it because my grandmother taught me to play, and she's very good. And so she just always made it very challenging for me. Okay, well, that's enough about our favorite games. We're going to get started on our article right now.
Reading. This War of Mine, a different kind of video game.You're trapped in a building that's falling apart while a war rages on outside. Food, water, and medicine are in short supply. Outside are snipers and scavengers waiting for you. How will you stay alive? This is the plot of the hit computer game, This War of Mine, by 11-Bit Studios.Polish video game developer Paweł Miechowski says the idea for the game came from his brother, Gerzegorz. He was reading about innocent people surviving during the Bosnian War of the 1990s. He learned that the emotional toll for many was worse than the physical one. Gerzegorz proposed the idea for a game, saying it should be similar to the Oscar-winning film The Pianist.Paweł says the team did a lot of research to prepare for the game. They read diaries of war survivors and then spoke to survivors in person. The team didn't want to base it on any specific war to avoid a political stance. Instead, they made it universal. So far, this has worked as the game is popular worldwide.
So the article's going to kind of set us up in a bit of a situation here. So the first thing it says is you're trapped in a building that's falling apart while a war rages on outside.
Okay.
So it sounds kind of scary.
Nothing like a party game.
Yeah, I don't know about this. At first it says the building is falling apart.Now, this phrase means to be in a very bad condition, kind of like it's breaking into pieces because it's damaged or it's just getting really old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another example we can use. This old blanket is falling apart, but I love it too much to throw it away. Okay, so we've set the scene.
Mm-hmm.
We're inside a building. It's falling apart around us, but...That's not it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a war raging on outside. What does it mean by rage on?
Okay, 所以呢，我们刚刚讲说，我们 set the scene， 我们在这个 situation， 在这个状况里面了。他说，我们在这个房子里面要破碎了，而且更糟的是怎么样呢？外面还有 war， 他们在 rage on。rage on 是什么意思呢？就是呢，肆虐或是盛行哦。比方说呢，这个东西现在非常流行，你可以说这个东西 rage on， 或者是呢，现在有一个感冒，有一个病毒在肆虐，你也可以说 rage on， 或者是。像我们课文这边呢，他说 war 战争呢正在外面肆虐，正在打得非常激烈。我们呢一样可以用这个动词片 rage on。
Okay, so that doesn't sound very good.
No, not at all.
All right, well, here's a bit more information about your situation. The article says food, water, and medicine are in short supply.
Ooh, that's even worse.
Yes, okay, so we saw this word supply here. It's a noun.And a supply is an amount of something that is available to buy or to be used. Now, at your house, you probably have a supply of rice or of tissue paper for the bathroom.
Yes.
Now, if you're in short supply, it means you're running out of these things or you don't have very much of them. Now, here's an example. I think I need to do laundry. I'm in short supply of clean clothes.
Okay. 好，所以呢，我们看到这边有这个名词呢 ，supply 它的意思呢就是供给的意思了。例如我们在经济学里面会看到 demand and supply， 就是呢需求与供给了。那 supply 呢供给，我们可以讲说，比方说你家里面像刚刚讲到米啊，或者是你的卫生纸啊，或者所有这些东西呢，它们呢有 supply， 就是呢有这个量在那边了。那如果说我们这边课文里面用到，他说 short supply 呢就是 not sufficient， 就是不够的意思，这个东西已经快要没有了。例如呢，我们刚刚举例了，就讲说呢，我们课文里面他就说呢，你的这个什么东西，你的水、你的食物、你的药呢，都已经 short supply， 就是要没有了。那你可以用另外一个动词呢，就是 running out of something。例如呢，我说 we are running out of medicine， 我们的这个药物呢已经快要不够了。所以 short supply 就是不够的意思，短缺的意思。
Okay, so.So far, not very good things happening. Your building's falling apart. You've got no food, no water, no medicine, or you're running out of these things. There's a terrible war outside, and then it gets even worse.
Okay.
Here it says, outside are snipers and scavengers waiting for you.
哦、oh, ，所以呢，课文里面呢，不止我们没有食物、没有水、没有药物，而且建筑要倒了，还在战争，现在事情越来越糟糕了。那在我们看这个句子是什么意思之前呢，我们先看一下这个文法的用法了。这边呢，我们是将地方副词置于句首，并将动词呢置于主词前方，一个倒装的用法哦。我们呢用来强调地方副词咯 ,OK? 比方说呢像我们在课文句子里面呢我们把 outside 提到了句首。那注意到呢我们这个用法咯，假如说我们主词是代名词的时候咯，注意我们主词动词呢不倒装咯，我们不倒装。比方说呢我们正常是讲说 she went away, 她走开了。在这边呢假如说我们把这个地方副词 away 移到前面了 away she went OK 我们主词跟动词我们不倒装假如说我们主词是代名词的时候要特别注意咯
Now it's not just anyone outside waiting for you、
mm-hmm.
It's snipers and scavengers
Now
to be honest These don't sound like great things to be waiting for you.
No, not at all.、
Mm-hmm.
OK, 我们这边有看到两个单词了。刚刚我们讲说在外面呢有谁在等你呢 ?OK, 我们看到这两个字。首先 ,snipers 呢指的是这个狙击手哦。他可能从很远的地方已经等着你出来就要把你射杀了。那另外呢我们看到 scavengers, 指的呢是指这些食腐动物哦。比方说像说野外有一些小动物他们会吃这个尸体。那在这边呢指的是战争里面有一些人哦等着呢要来抢劫你要来把你杀掉咯
Okay, here's the important question,
okay.
Sam. In the article, it says, "How will you stay alive?" I have no idea.
Okay, I think I'd probably be dead before the word even starts.
Yeah, me too. Well, it's time to figure it out, though, and for good reason. Here in the article, it says, "This is the plot of the hit computer game." This War of Mine by 11-Bit Studios.、
Mm.
Okay, so we're going to learn about this word plot first. It's a noun, and the plot of a book, a movie, a play, a game, anything like that, is the events that make up the story that's told. Now, the plot of one of the Harry Potter books is what happens when they try to save a girl from a dangerous...snake-like monster,
okay.
who's actually Voldemort. Here's another example. I didn't like that movie at all. The plot was boring, and the acting was bad.
OK, 所以呢在我们解释这个游戏之前呢我们先看到 plot 这个字呢它是一个名词哦它呢就可以指书啊电影里面的情节。比方说呢像我们刚刚讲说像 Harry Potter 里面有一集呢你要去拯救这个女生她被一个蛇缠住了这个蛇呢就是 Voldemort, 佛地魔。像这样子的情节呢我们就可以说是 plot, 它呢就是书或电影里面的情节。
Okay, so plot is really just another way of saying story.
Okay.
Right. All right, let's find out who made the game. Polish video game developer Paweł Miechowski says the idea for the game came from his brother, Gregor. Now, I don't know if I said those names right. I'm pretty sure I said one of them right, but let's find out more about where Paweł and Gregor are from.
Okay, 所以呢，我们在这个课文里面呢，看到了这些人的名字超级难念的，他们到底是哪里人呢？ Okay, according to the article, they are Polish game developer. Okay, Polish 呢，这个字呢是一个形容词哦，它呢当然也可以指，比方说 nail polish， 像是你这个指甲的。但是当我们大写的时候呢，它是表示波兰的，或者是那名词波兰人。Okay, so they are from Poland. 他们是从波兰来的。And those are Polish names.
Right. Okay. So let's move on from these names.
Yes.
Let's find out where Gregor got his idea for the game. It says he was reading about innocent people surviving during the Bosnian War of the 1990s. Now, you know, I remember hearing about this war. Many Bosnian and Serbian people actually moved to Canada at this time to escape the war.And it was the worst war in Europe since World War II.
Okay, 所以呢，在这边呢，课文就讲说呢，他的这个 idea， 这个是怎么开发出这个游戏呢？是因为呢，他跟他弟在聊天了。那他们呢，曾经呢，看过了这个波士尼亚战争哦。波士尼亚战争是什么时候发生呢？事实上就是1990哦，不是太久以前。那这个战争呢，非常的严重哦，它是继是第二次世界大战之后在欧洲最严重的战争。那这个呢，也是我们今天要讨论这款游戏呢，它的灵感来源喽。
Okay, so Gregor is reading about this war. It's a very bad war, but he learned something special. Here it says he learned that the emotional toll for many was worse than the physical one. Okay, we saw the adjective emotional in that sentence. Something that is emotional makes people feel very strong feelings about it.Now, in this case, an emotional toll from a war will make people feel very strong sadness, anger, or hatred. But it can also describe things that make you very happy or relieved as well. Here's an example. Christmas is always an emotional time for Elena, especially if she's away from her family.
OK, 所以呢在这边我们看到这个形容词哦 ,emotional, 它呢就是很感性的感情上的。那呢它可以指向说刚刚我们课文里面讲的战争时的时候呢发生了这个很严重的事情，所以可能造成让你很难过很悲愤很生气。但是呢它也可以指好的，比方说你很开心，也可以是 emotional 的。那呢它的名词呢就叫做 emotion, 指的就是感情哦。例如呢我很喜欢 Mariah Carey 有一首歌叫做 Emotions。Okay, do you know how to sing?
No. Especially like Mariah Carey.
Okay, and we also see another word, physical. So what does this word mean?
Good question. Physical and emotional are actually kind of related. One has to do with the mind, and the other has to do with the body. So something that's physical relates to the body instead of the mind or emotions. In this case, we're talking about the physical injuries a person would receive in a war. Maybe their arm was cut off or something like that. Okay, here's an example. After the motorcycle accident, Ivan experienced months of physical pain.
OK, 所以呢相对于哦这个我们刚刚讲的 emotional, 情感上的这些是跟你的 mind, 你的心智有关系的哦。现在我们在讲 physics 是指物理学的咯，所以 physical, 物理的就是指身体上的实质的咯。比方说呢我们身体上的，像说我们刚刚讲说你骑摩托车， Ivan 骑摩托车，然后他发生了一个意外哦，所以呢他经历了好几个月哦，他怎么样呢？ physical pain, 是实质上的痛，他身体上真的很痛，因为他受伤。所以 physical 相对于 emotional 实质上的跟心理上的。
Okay, so we use the adjectives physical and emotional to describe one noun, and that was the word toll. Let's find out what toll means.
OK, 透这个字呢指的就是损伤或者是伤害哦。所以在课文里面我们看到说呢，他说 emotional toll, 情感上面的伤害呢叫你这个 physical toll, 叫你这个实体上的伤害呢更为严重哦。我们看到课文他说 the emotional toll for many was worse than the physical one. OK, 这边的 one 呢它是一个代名词代替前面我们讲的 toll, 所以呢它是两个对比了，心理上的呢比实质上的更来的严重。
Okay, so Gregor has been, he's been doing all this research, he's been reading about the war, and after reading about the effect or the impact of a war can have on a person's emotions, he wanted to do something about it. Here it says, Gregor proposed the idea for a game, saying it should be similar to the Oscar-winning film, The Pianist.Now, this film, The Pianist, is about a man who plays the piano for a radio station in Poland. But he's separated from his family in World War II and goes into hiding. The movie is about how he lives or what he does in order to survive during the war. And let me tell you, it's very emotional.
OK, 所以呢我们刚刚讲说了这个 Gregor 呢他看完了这个故事之后呢他想要做一些事情了，所以他就把这个 idea, 把这个点子呢提案出来了，来做一个游戏了。所以呢在这边呢他就讲说他希望这个能够做成像是这个战地情人这个电影。战地情人是在描述我这个主角呢他是一个在电台里面弹钢琴的人了。那呢因为他在第二次世界大战里面呢跟他家人分开了，所以他躲到了这个波兰哦，然后呢他如何在战争中求生存。那我们刚刚讲这是一个 very emotional movie, okay,、mm-hmm. 它是一个很有情感、很有深度的电影咯。
Okay, well, let's find out what went into making the game. They've got their idea, now they need to make it. Here it says, Pavel says the team did a lot of research to prepare for the game.、Mm. It also says what kind of research they did. Here it says, they read diaries of war survivors and then spoke to survivors in person.Now, a survivor, this noun, is a person who continues to live after something very bad, such as a war or an accident happens. For example, the survivors of the earthquake had trouble finding shelter, water, and food.
Okay. 所以呢我们看到这个单词 survivor. Survivor 呢其实它是从它的动词来的。Survive 这个动词呢就是指生存的意思哦。例如我们说、only two passengers survived the air crash. Okay, 只有两个乘客呢在这个空难中活下来。那活下来的人呢我们就是说 survivor, 他们就是生还者了。Okay, 所以呢在我们课文里面呢他们怎么做他们的 research, 怎么做研究呢，他说呢他们阅读生还者的日记，有这些 diaries, 同时呢他跟他们对谈 spoke to them in person. Okay, so what does this phrase mean?
Well, in person, when you do something in person, you go somewhere to do something or you meet someone. You don't do this thing by phone or letter or email. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're talking in person.Not on the phone, right? Okay, here's an example. You must sign your name in person to receive the package.
Okay, in person 这个片语呢，就是面对面亲自的意思哦。你不是透过这个电话 Skype Line 什么的，你是亲自跟他面对面交谈。比方说呢，我说 You look better in person than in pictures. 啊、mm-hmm. ，你本人呢比照片更好看，就是这样的意思哦。
Okay, but the game isn't just about the Bosnian War or even World War II. Here it says, the team didn't want to base it on any specific war to avoid a political stance. The adjective political is something that relates to the politics or the government of a country. Here's an example.Verna has a good political career. She's the mayor of a big city.
OK, 所以刚刚 Aaron 呢已经解释了 political 这个形容词呢指的就是政治的。那在我们这边呢课文看到另外一个单词 stance 呢你可以想到它的动词 stand 就是站着，所以 stance 可以指你的站姿，那延伸出来呢就可以指你所持的态度或者是立场了。所以课文这边呢他说 political stance 指的呢就是你的政治立场了。所以呢游戏开发商呢并不以特别的一场战争作为他的灵感，是为了避免这种有争议性的，不希望大家觉得说他有持着特别的政治立场。
So instead of making the game about one war,、mm-hmm. here it says, instead they made it universal.
哦，没有错。为了避免争议呢，所以他们把这个游戏背景设定的更普遍、更一般。Universal 就是指很普遍的、大众可以接受的。那你也可以用 general 这个单词。
Okay, so the game applies to everybody, and the situations in it can happen anywhere. Here it says, so far this has worked, as the game is popular worldwide. Now, a game that can be played by anybody, anywhere, of course, popular、
yes.
everywhere. All right, this is all the time we have to talk about the computer game today, so let's go into our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question today is, how would you survive in a war? Please explain.
Okay, so I don't think I can survive in a war.
Okay.
But if I really have to try,、mm-hmm. I will probably find a supermarket.
Okay.
And stay inside, hide behind a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Eating
so you've、
cans.
Always got food.
Yes.
I think probably a lot of people would have that plan.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I would survive、mm-hmm. a war. I think I would probably have to go into hiding.
Yes.
Maybe in the countryside somewhere.
Yes.Sounds
I、good. Don't know, yeah, it's a bit of a tough question, but there are lots of different ideas, and you can do a lot of research to find out different、
yes.
ways. So why don't you guys try answering this question? How would you survive in a war? That's all the time we have time for today, though. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
This War of Mine, a different kind of video game.You're trapped in a building that's falling apart while a war rages on outside. Food, water, and medicine are in short supply. Outside are snipers and scavengers waiting for you. How will you stay alive? This is the plot of the hit computer game, This War of Mine, by 11-Bit Studios.Polish video game developer Paweł Miechowski says the idea for the game came from his brother, Gerzegorz. He was reading about innocent people surviving during the Bosnian War of the 1990s. He learned that the emotional toll for many was worse than the physical one. Gerzegorz proposed the idea for a game, saying it should be similar to the Oscar-winning film The Pianist.Paweł says the team did a lot of research to prepare for the game. They read diaries of war survivors and then spoke to survivors in person. The team didn't want to base it on any specific war to avoid a political stance. Instead, they made it universal. So far, this has worked as the game is popular worldwide.
Vocabulary Review. Supply. Water was in short supply as we crossed the desert, so we drank little of it. Plot. The plot of this book is about how a group of heroes must destroy an evil ring of power.Emotional. The school has a dog that provides students with emotional support. Physical. Timmy was born with a physical problem. He has trouble walking. Survivor. Survivors of the plane crash said it was a terrible experience.Political. The newspaper is full of political news about the president and other government matters.